Today on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out, we are talking about being prepared for an emergency. Are you ready if a natural disaster should strike? Do you know what supplies you need to have on hand for you, your family, and your pets? Let's continue our month focusing on hodgepodge. Are you ready to clear your clutter and share your gifts with the world? Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., join me on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out as I teach you how to navigate the waters to declutter your life, get organized, and become more mindful. I'm an award-winning professional organizer, author, and certified life coach, and I destroy the box and examine clutter in all areas. Every episode, I'll give you take action steps that you can easily apply to your life. Come on, let's get started. Today's episode was inspired by a few things. First of all, it's National Preparedness Month. So it's a good time to get everything together, make sure you are prepared for an emergency. It's also inspired by the time I got stuck in a car. This was a fear of mine. This was the worst car driving experience I'd ever had. From Raleigh, North Carolina to my parents' home in West Virginia is roughly 8 hours. I was single and going home for Christmas. I left Raleigh and there were snowflakes, which is kind of a big deal because if we're lucky, I love snow. We get snow 4 or 5 times a year. By the time I got to Chapel Hill, which is probably 40, 45 minutes away, snow was coming down pretty hard, kind of unusual. By the time I was in Mount Airy, 2 hours away, it was practically a whiteout. I was able to find shelter, luckily, because it was early afternoon. Many people I know were stranded. They had sold out of the hotel before evening. The next day I got up and my dad said, go down to the trucker's stop and ask them because they'll know what's going on. I did that. And as soon as I got on the road, after they said, oh yeah, it's all clear, they shut down the freeway. A trip that should have taken 5.5 hours took me 14. At some point, we were stopped on the freeway. I didn't have a shovel. When I got up to go and leave again for the second part of the trip the next day, I was using a credit card to scrape off my windshield. I wasn't prepared. And I should have known better because I lived in Los Angeles for a decade and I had a bag in the back of my car in case of an earthquake. Change of clothes, some cash, a little bit of food. I was covered because living in LA, there is a real possibility that you are going to experience an earthquake. Because it could really happen and was a truly real possibility, I was prepared for it. Snow in Raleigh, not going to do much damage. I wasn't prepared. And I should have known better driving to West Virginia. And finally, my hometown, Wheeling, West Virginia, and other parts of West Virginia were hit with floods at the end of July. I also had a classmate who lost a stepdaughter. The more prepared you are, the easier it is going to be for you to deal with an emergency. What should you have for an emergency? First up, the home. You are going to want to store items in airtight, plastic bags and put into easy to carry containers, such as a duffel bag. Water. The government suggests 1 gallon of water per person per day for drinking and sanitation for 3 days. Based on our government, I'd say 5. I am not counting on the government for anything. They suggest a 3-day supply of non-perishable food. My husband has MREs, which I would have to be on death's door before I eat. if you have cans, make sure you have a can opener, napkins, paper plates. Also, if I'm in a true disaster, I am not going to beat myself up if I'm eating some junk food. Have a battery or hand crank radio and an NOAA weather radio with tone alter. The weather radio broadcasts continuous weather information directly from the National Weather Service offices across the country. The broadcasts include warnings, watches, forecasts, current weather observation, and other hazard information 24 hours a day. You will be able to keep up to date. A flashlight. Remember to pack batteries with that. A first aid kit. I did a whole podcast in June on what to include in a first aid kit. Revisit that. A whistle, matches in a waterproof container, pen and pencil, a dust mask, plastic sheeting, and duct tape to make a shelter in place. Or a camping tent might suffice. Wrench or pliers to turn off utilities. Wipes, garbage bags, and ties for sanitation. Local maps. A cell phone with charger and backup battery. Medicines, glasses, and contact solution. If you have an infant, any supplies you might need for the baby. Cash and traveler's checks. Change of clothes. Throw in a couple pair of underwear. Blankets or sleeping bags. Personal hygiene, such as sanitary pads. Don't forget entertainment. Throw in a deck of cards, a coloring book. Bleach and a medicine dropper to disinfect water. You can also check out something like Life Straw, which is a personal water filter. They say they surpass the EP standards for a water filter. Insurance policies, identification, and bank account records in waterproof containers, or make sure they're saved electronically. I have an important documents file that I can grab and go. Remember, check your supplies every 6 months. Update as your needs change and grow. Make sure to keep in a cool, dry place. Make sure all your family members know where the kit is kept. You may also want to consider creating a small kit for work with food, water, comfortable shoes and medicines, or a copy of your prescription. Pets. It's heartbreaking to see lost pets, pets that died during a disaster. I would be heartbroken if anything happened to Joey, Antonio, or Athena, especially if I could have done something to prevent it. If you are prepared, you have a good chance of keeping you and your pets safe. Here are my recommendations. Food in an airtight, waterproof container. Enough for 3 to 5 days. The same with water for your pets, 3 to 5 days. Any medicine or medical records? If your records aren't online, keep a copy in your emergency kit. Important documents for your pets. If you haven't already, get your pet microchipped. And while we're talking about it, spayed or neutered. Have any adoption, vaccination, registration records, and rabies tag. Again, much of this might already be online. A first aid kit, go back to June. I have all the information for pets in that podcast. A collar or harness or thunder jacket with an identification tag and leashes. Have a crate or pet carrier. Ideally, you want one large enough for your pet to stand, turn around, and lie down. Sanitation. Litter and litter box, paper towels, trash bags, and household bleach. a picture of you with your pet. If you become separated, this can help document ownerships. Add species, breed, age, sex, color, and any distinguishing marks or characteristics. Toys, blankets, bedding, anything that will reduce their stress. Consider something like Feel Away for cats or other calming solutions for your pets. I know in our household, Joey and Athena would definitely need something to calm them down. Antonio would probably see it as a new adventure, but I would still want an option if he was stressed out. Do you keep saying someday you'll declutter? Someday you'll get organized, or someday you'll pursue your dreams, but someday hasn't come? Learn how I can support you in creating the life you desire at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. Vroom, vroom, your car. Here are some things you might want to have for your car. I just purchased a tool. It was less than $3. Gander Mountain was going out of business. What it does is it allows you to crack the windshield and cut a seatbelt. I think it does something else as well, but those were the two main reasons I got it. God forbid a flood happens, you can get out of that vehicle. And I shared in my hometown, they just experienced a flood and two people died when their car was in the water and got swept away. A small first aid kit. You can check back on the podcast in June to know what to carry. Jumper cables, road flares, a tarp, flashlight and batteries, duct tape. When we got engaged, a friend gave us rolls of fun duct tape and 500 zip ties, so we're good to go for a while. Water and snacks, make sure they're non-perishable, extra cash, an ice scraper, shovel, small fan, blankets, a change of clothes, cat litter if you need to spread that on ice, an empty gas jug, and a solar charger. If your car is older, you may also want to have oil, antifreeze, and brake fluid. Make sure everything is contained. I repurposed a pillow container I had. Clear containers are great so you can see. Tape a list outside of the box of what you have and check everything annually or before you're going on a long trip to make sure nothing has expired. Mentally preparing for an emergency. When I lived in Los Angeles, I took an amazing self-defense class. I took the basic class a couple times, and then I took one advanced course. And if I was still living there, I would still be taking classes. They did things like muscle memory, and it prepared me so well. Twice when I was living in LA, I had to use my skills. Once in the middle of the night, I was going to the airport and interrupted a car robbery at my condo. The second time, I was in downtown Los Angeles and approached by a man who had just come out of county jail. Both times, I used my skills, the men left me alone, and I was able to remain calm. My husband's nickname in the Army was Quiet Reliable, and I know that he has been trained for many different emergencies, and I'm very grateful for that. However, if you have a husband like I do, I'm really going to encourage for you to be prepared as well. Throughout this episode, I've mentioned ways for you to prepare for an emergency, for your home, your family, your pets, and your car. Being prepared is one way that is going to help you keep calm in a stressful situation. I shared with the self-defense class. That kept me focused and not freaking out. I know I also shared on another episode when my father, Big J, was preparing for our wedding, and we got married outside, and he had a backup plan for rain, for wind. He was going to make sure I was married. And I was teasing him about it. And he said, I really believe if I prepare, then I have a better chance of it not happening. So I suggest that to you, if you're on the fence, prepare with the belief it won't happen. Breathe. When we get stressed sometimes, we stop breathing. If you're in an emergency, check your breathing. Am I breathing? Okay, let's start slow breathing. In with 7, out with 7. Find a rhythm to calm you down. Know things that reduce your stress and keep you calm. Write it down if you need to. I am a huge fan of Box Rescue Remedy. That's something that you can take right away and that supports you in relaxing. You might want to have different breaths that you can do. Maybe you want to learn something like emotional freedom technique so you can manage your anxiety simply by tapping. Have a plan to focus on your senses. Okay, right now I can see my hands, I can feel my hands, I can hear. Focus on your senses. Maybe you want to move around and start doing something like jumping jacks. Meditate. Be present and reach out for support. I have found when I'm really stressed out, someone talks me down and that really helps me. If you see someone who's kind of starting to go off the rails, help them take deep breaths, help them focus, help them look at you in the eye, talk them off that ledge. Have a plan in place to manage your anxiety. Practice if you need to. There's nothing wrong with that. It's like the self-defense class. Because they did this thing with muscle memory, when it came time and I had to act, I was able to. If you're in an emergency, take it one step at a time. An emergency can be overwhelming. It's like I say to people who need to organize or declutter their entire home. One room, one shelf, one spot at a time. Don't focus on the entire house. Don't focus on the entire emergency. Focus on being present and completing the one step right in front of you. Maybe that's getting everyone out of the home, grabbing the emergency kits, dialing 911. Don't try to do too much at once. Speak slowly and listen carefully. In general, I don't think we do that enough. Especially important during an emergency. Stay positive and stay present. Focus on what is going on right now. Don't project 5, 10 minutes, an hour. Oh my God, we're going to die. Let's be in the present. Let's focus on the positive and see what we can do. Practice adapting. We all experience things in life that didn't go as planned. The next time something doesn't go your way, view it as practice for a real emergency. Okay, I've got to pivot. What can I do now? Great practice. Do what needs to be done. You have to yell at someone to do something or ask a stranger for clothes off their back to make a tourniquet. Do it. This is not the time to be polite. You got to scream at someone, they'll get over it. Especially if someone's in shock, they're overwhelmed. If you have to yell, do it. This is not, again, the time to be polite. Take actions from today's podcast. Create an emergency checklist for your home, pets, and car. Build your emergency kits and place them where you can easily find them. Make sure everyone in the family knows where they're located. Tape a list or index on the kit or on your phone so you know what is in there and if something needs to be replaced. Check your kits every 6 months or before going on a trip to make sure nothing has expired. Have a plan to calm your anxiety if there is an emergency. When something goes wrong, remember, it is an opportunity to practice. On our next episode, we're talking about breaking bad habits. Go out, clear the clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.
Are you ready to live a more joyful and fulfilling life? Sign up for our newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com and receive a free copy of 10 Steps to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. If you enjoyed today's episode, I would love it if you would rate and review the show because it really helps us in the search ranking. See you next Tuesday at 1 o'clock. Remember, when you clear your clutter, you can create the life you desire.